Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 74 for Tuesday, October 22nd, 2013. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer. And this week, we're going to change it up a little bit, and I am joined to start the show off by Brad Cook of Out of the Park Developments. Thanks for coming, Brad.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. You guys are having a super-duper sale on Out of the Park Baseball right now.
A super sale, yes, a World Series sale, even though the World Series hasn't started yet. We launched it last week. Out of the Park Baseball 14 is $19.99, which is 50% off. And IOTP Baseball, which runs on iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad, is just 99 cents right now. The season bundles in that game, the seasons that you can buy as an in-app purchase, are on sale as well.
Yeah, and we actually reviewed, I think, both copies of Out of the Park earlier this year and got rave reviews from our reviewers.
Oh, good.
Yeah, actually, I really like IOTP on my iPod Touch. That's a great go to the bathroom, bang out a couple games, come back.
Right, exactly. Sit in bed.
As you mentioned, World Series is starting this Wednesday. Who do you have between the Red Sox and Cardinals?
I think it's going to be a pretty good series. I mean, you know, certainly on paper, it looks like it'll be an excellent series. I mean, two pretty evenly matched teams for the most part. But I'm going to go with Cardinals in six. I know that probably goes a bit against conventional wisdom. I know a lot of people are picking the Red Sox. But I think the Cardinals are going to pull that one out.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go the exact opposite way and also but go Red Sox in six. Just because I think I feel like any time David Ortiz is in a game, the Red Sox have a chance to win. He's always
Yeah, I mean he had a hell of a season and he's, you know, he's Mr. October for the Red Sox, so you certainly can't count him out. I just think the Cardinals are going to have the edge in pitching. I mean, not that the Red Sox pitchers are slouches, but I think the Cardinals will pull it out.
Yeah, because of the pitching, I actually thought it was going to be Tigers and Dodgers, but...
Right, yeah, exactly. I mean, I thought, you know, as a Phillies fan, I thought a couple years ago when they had that amazing pitching staff, you know, I thought, hey, pitching, you know, at least gets you to the World Series, and I thought they would be there, and, you know, that was the year the Cardinals won the World Series and knocked the Phillies out in the first round, so go figure.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you got the Phillies to the World Series in Out of the Park Baseball, though.
I've done that a few times. Yes, I've both in modern day and historical games. Yeah.
Can you just give us a little background on Out of the Park Baseball? I know it's been around for what is this, almost 15 years now?
For a million years. Yeah, it's been around since the Stone Age. It's been around a while. It's been around for 14 years. Marcus Heinzen created the game in the late 90s. A German, a Red Sox fan living in Germany. And a programmer and who didn't really see a baseball management game, you know, a sim that he liked. So he created his own. The first version came out in 1999. Yeah, and here we are 14 years later. We released the 14th version this year.
It's weird. You find Red Sox fans all over the world.
Yeah.
When I went on to Aruba on my honeymoon, one of the restaurants we ended up going to was just like a full Red Sox sports bar. I was like, this seems a little out of place.
That's, you know, it's funny. I did an interview with a podcast earlier this year with a couple guys in Ireland who are big Mets fans. Huh. You know, go figure on that, right? They love the Mets. So
I don't know how that's good for them, but.
Right.
Tell me a little bit more about the season packages you can get on the iOS version with the historic rosters and stuff.
Yeah, the game goes all the way back to, is it 1904? I'm trying to remember, because the PC Mac game goes back to 1871 with the seasons, and those are all included. And then the iOS game, they go back, I think it's 1903 or something. The first World Series was 03, so I think that it goes back that far, or 1901 maybe. Anyway, yeah, you can buy single seasons for 99 cents, or you can buy a bundle of 10, which normally costs $5, and they're on sale for, I believe it's $2. And then there's an all-in-one bundle that you can get, where you can get all the seasons for $15. And the cool thing with the having all the seasons is the real players show up when they really did. So if you go back in time and play forward through history, you'll have a chance to draft a lot of great players.
And you could also put like current day players back into the past and see how they would do back there, right?
And not in the iOS game. That doesn't have as many customization functions. Yeah, you're more limited there. We do want to add a player editor to that game. I'm not sure when that will be coming, so you can edit players. But you can't do as much with that. You know, with OOTP, when you you can actually, of course, you can put modern day players in the past if you want, or players from the past in the present. There's also kind of a cool random historical debut feature that we introduced last year with OOTP, so you can actually, as you play forward, players can randomly show up. So Albert Pujols might show up in the 1920s or something. I mean, it's totally random who's going to show up when, which is kind of fun.
Yeah. And like the crazy amount of depth in OOTP has garnered some like really big fans, like Kurt Schilling, Pat Neshek, and Steve Corneo, just a random assortment of people.
Yeah, a pro wrestler, a guy who's been on a Hall of Fame ballot, and Pat Neshek, who unfortunately was not on the A's postseason roster. I'm not sure what their plans are for him, but he's got a kind of a cool personal story as a pitcher. But yeah, there's I know Bill James has played the game. I haven't actually talked to him about it, and so has I'm blanking on the guy at ESPN who does fantasy baseball. Eric Carabel. Eric plays the game. I've talked to him. He's just, of course, he's one of those guys who's so busy. Actually, during the season, he doesn't play a lot. But actually, I talked to a Red Sox scout a few months ago and set him up with a copy of the game. I haven't talked to him since then, but I'm hoping he's had a chance to play a bit and kind of see how the scouting works in the game and so forth. Mm-hmm.
This is your first. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is the first year branching out into hockey with Franchise Hockey Manager too, right?
Yep. The first version of that game is out now.
And that's essentially pretty much Out of the Park Baseball, but for hockey.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
as crazy in depth and everything that you can go.
Yeah, it's not as in depth. I mean, That's one thing. Some people seem to think we could just take like the baseball game and just like run it through a translator or something and pop out a hockey game. And it doesn't quite work that way. I mean, there's certain things that you can share as far as the look and feel and screen, the way the interface is laid out and so forth. But, hockey being obviously a different sport, you kind of have to start from the ground up as far as building the AI, the trading, the scouting, the whole, the draft and so forth, and of course how the match engine works, or the game engine when they're actually playing out games. So there is customization, that there isn't as much, but it's version one, and so just like with Out of the Park Baseball has gotten to the point it's at after 14 years, and this game will grow and evolve over time too.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to what, 1947 in NHL and WHA seasons?
Yeah, you can play NHL back to 1947 and play forward just like Out of the Park Baseball. Real players show up. And then you can play the whole WHA history from the 1970s. So you can recreate that if you want as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to playing a little bit of that. Have you guys done any simming to see how you think the 2014 season is going to go?
Good question. I'm sure Jeff Riddle's a producer on the game, and some other guys involved have done that. I personally haven't done that yet. I've still been kind of focused on the baseball game and things like that. But I'll have to let you know. I'll have to sim it and tell you. There's a commissioner mode in that one, like an OOTP, so you can just kind of be in God mode if you want, and just kind of let the AI run all the teams and just kind of sim it out and see what happens.
Well, I think I might have to take advantage of the Devils because they are not doing good in real life. So,
yeah. I mean, and neither are the Flyers. I know the Flyers suck right now. So,
well, 1-7, right?
Yeah, Yeah, I was looking sand. Yeah, well, it's early in the season. We're only about a tenth of the way through, so, you know, a lot can happen. But, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited to dig into that. I'm definitely going to play it during the extra live stream, because that's something I need to do.
Right.
And speaking of streaming, I mean, you sent me the link to Eddie Vegas Games on Twitch, and that guy is a monster. Just doing play-by-play of his out-of-the-park games. That's
He seems like
he's having a great time.
I know. It's funny. I didn't know about him before. He posted on our forum, and I came across his post and was watching him. And he sounds a little like Vin Scully, which is kind of funny, but he curses a lot. he does have a good, like radio. He could be a good announcer. He's got a voice for it. But, yeah, he curses like crazy. And he creates he's got this fictional league. And it's a Vegas, what is it, Mud Hens or Mudcocks or something like that is the team. And then there are players on the team who are named after people in his chat room. So people show up in the chat room like, I want to be a player. And he's like, okay. And he makes you a player. So yeah. I actually told him I'd like to, for myself and some of the Marcus and some of the other people at OTP to be turned into players as well. He said he would do that. So I need to talk to him, and then we can be players in his game too. It'd be funny to see how that works out.
Yeah, I saw one of his players was named like Masked Fellow.
Yeah, exactly. I guess whatever your handle is in the chat room, you know, that's what he's stuck using. So if you're like Penis God or something, you're like, all right, Penis God is up to bat. Let's see what happens there. I don't know.
Pitching him must be a real handful.
Yeah. Getting some hairy situations, yeah.
Well. Well, Brad, it's been very great having you on the show.
It's been fun, yeah. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Yeah, no problem. And just to reiterate again, Out of the Park 14 is on sale right now during the World Series, and that'll end at the end of the World Series, or just whenever Game 7 is actually supposed to end.
Yeah, when the World Series ends, so if it's a sweep, then it ends then. But just between you and I and your listeners, you know, there's a good chance that the pricing will continue. But after the World Series, people who pay attention notice that we normally do that. But yeah, that's when the special is set to end.
Yep. And the special is $19.99 for the PC Mac Linux version, and was it 99 cents for the iOS version?
Yep.
And the franchise hockey manager is 39, right?
Yeah, $39.99.
And that's only Windows and Mac, right?
Yeah.
Well, see, nobody likes the Linux community.
I don't know what the plans are for a Linux version of the game. I admit I haven't paid a lot of attention even to the Linux version of OOTP. I mean, Linux gaming is such a tiny niche. I don't really look at it too much.
Yeah. Is there anything you can talk about in the next revision of Out of the Park Baseball that you can say?
Not right now. I know Marcus is coming up with ideas and thinking about what he wants to do like usual.
All right, Brad. So thanks for coming on. And where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, we are at ootpdevelopments.com. We actually just launched a new version of our website recently, so if you haven't been there in a while, check it out. You can find all our games there.
All right, and I'll have links to all that in the show notes down below.
Great.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming on, Brad.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, and we're back to the regular portion of That Sports Gamer show. Still, I am me, TJ Lowerman, a.k.a. That Sports Gamer. Alongside me is my good buddy slash co-host, Scott Binns.
Hey, everybody.
And great news, we picked up a kid hitchhiking in the middle of Texas and brought him on the podcast. Welcome back to the show, Jeff Solomon.
my ears are sweaty because we've been doing this for so long.
Sure.
You're the only person who understands what you're talking about.
Well, you know, you get those big headphones on, and then you wait a long time, like 27 minutes, which is the current length of the Skype call, and they start getting a little warm is all.
I believe the term is cans. So, Jeff.
That's the length of your Skype call. I mean, I'm going on 40 over here.
Guys, you're really bringing up stuff that has no relevance to the show. So, Jeff, since it's been so long since you've been here, what have you been playing?
Yo, was it episode one was the last time?
Possibly. Maybe.
What have I been playing? I'm playing NHL in the That Sports Gamer Triple Deke Triple Awesome Hockey League.
It is triple awesome.
It's triple deaky.
I'm really enjoying it. You know, when we first started, I was really upset with it, but
why were you upset with it?
Yeah. It was just the computer would do all these things that I couldn't do, and I don't mean
score
like
goals,
button press. No, well, yeah, but it was like the
that's
the
Rich's
puck,
problem.
The puck bounces a lot in the game, and the computer would be able to recover the puck very easily. But I would skate by it instead of making any kind of play on the puck, which was very frustrating because, of course, that would usually happen when I'm either trying to clear the puck from my side of the ice or recover the puck to pass to someone to make a shot, which are like the two most important aspects of offense and defense. So it was frustrating, but I fiddled with some of the settings, and I think we're at a place now that's really fun to play.
Let me ask you a question. FIFA's a lot like that this year, where the ball's more alive on its own, whatever you want to call it. Is that more sim or two sim?
Well, I don't know if it's sim necessarily, but it's two whatever it is. It's not fun.
But it's more like realistic to the real game of hockey, right?
Is it? I don't see a lot of people who skate past the puck when it's bouncing. I see people who put their hands out to grab it and put it in place.
It would be one thing if your player would, like, try and reach for the puck and sometimes just couldn't get his stick on it while he can't stop skating away either. But usually they just skate by it. Like,
it's 100%. Well, it was 100%. I don't know if you've noticed the difference, Scott, but I definitely have since I changed the settings.
I felt more like I was reworking, like, the way I play the game in that regard.
And trying to play a little smarter.
Yeah, and I didn't know you were changing the settings. Not to mention, I've also been playing other modes where you haven't changed the settings, so.
Yeah.
Right, well, it was a one-time thing. I didn't, like, spend the last week changing it every day.
Oh, right.
With people.
Have you ever made any good rivalries while you've been playing against humans?
I don't know about good rivalries. I've had some fun games, but I lost one human game. What I'm trying to say is it hasn't been very competitive, to my surprise, because I'm used to losing against humans and winning against the computer. And my wins against humans have not been close games. I won a doubleheader yesterday with the Devil's owner, Beer Gut, whose name I think is Damien. I can't remember.
Yeah, Dam Campo.
Oh, it's Dam?
Dam.
Damien.
I believe his real name is Damien.
Not important.
I thought his real name was Beer Gut, according to Rich, but okay.
I think Dam Campo is his Twitter name.
Okay. And I won that first game 3-1 and the second game 6-0. So it wasn't the first game was a lot closer. I didn't take a lead until the third, but it's just like 6-0 is pretty consistent with my human games. I'm finding pretty big leads in those games. And I'm also getting injured to hell. I've lost my two best centers and like three defensemen.
Were they
I'm
like
still winning.
Big hits or?
Oh yeah, crushers. But they're always like the wrong injuries. Like yesterday when I was playing Dam, my best center, Mike Richards, my best center got hit real hard, and they showed like a cutscene of him holding his wrist and walking off the ice. And then later I go and look at the injury screen, and it says like broken ankle.
I think I broke one of Scott's guys.
Yeah, I forgot who it was and how long they were out for, but I got a couple guys that are out. I got a couple guys that are out for, you know, quite a few games, and I have been picking up a lot of small injuries along the way. But
damn, me and Scott have been having some epic battles. We've been every game it's going to end up in a fight somewhere. We're just waiting for when that's going to happen.
Yeah, all actually, those. Go ahead, Scott.
Oh, I was going to say I like how the fights actually just happen. Mm-hmm. Like eventually, your guys
like
just
you have no control over it. Sometimes,
yeah,
sometimes, yeah. I mean, yeah. And here's the thing: I'll activate the fight if I feel like it's actually warranted. Like, and I'm not saying like, I'm not accusing TJ of going for like cheap hits or anything like that.
But I am. Let's get serious. I'm trying to blow up guys every chance I get.
But you know, like after the whistle stuff, that actually is like a late hit or anything like that. I'll activate the fight on that.
Right. So like last year when I play, I would always take a shot after the whistle, and that was no big deal to me. I didn't even know that was a like. It just seemed like what you do.
That's what you do in a video game.
Playing with other people. That's what, yeah, it's a video game. And then this year, you know, you play the demo, and all of a sudden I take my shot, and some defenseman comes skating at 140 miles per hour at me and just crushes and starts fighting. And I'm like, oh, I guess this isn't allowed anymore. And I've been treating it the same way you have, Scott, where if someone does that against my goalie, I'm going to go wreck them.
Well, let's see. No, I don't do that. I don't. The shooting into the goal, I don't care about that personally, but
I can't make. I have a hard enough time making a shot regularly without the goalie in the net.
Yeah, but I've been enjoying it. Fighting's harder though, or I mean, I was just as bad as it last year too. But it's definitely better this year. But I'm not better at it. I'm still.
If nothing else, it's at least more fun to watch than first person fighting was.
And you feel like you can win sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I'll just try and dodge and tire him out.
The other thing is that if your guy isn't a good fighter, you're gonna know it real fast.
Yeah.
Because like
yeah,
one punch.
Give you more control over who's fighting, because I'll see that where
the other guy
I'll get in a fight. Yeah, and then someone else will skate in for them. But I'm like, well, why doesn't my guy get like a defender to
maybe,
come?
Maybe it was your bruiser.
Maybe
it was just your bruiser. I don't know. Any other games? I know you've given up your PS3 for the time being.
I rushed through Beyond Two Souls in two sittings.
Yeah, how was it?
I really liked it, but I know I recognize that there are very bad portions of that game, and I know a lot of people probably wouldn't like it, but I really, really enjoy it, and I really like what comes out of that studio. They are 3 for 3 in my book.
I know two of
them. Even though they've had four games, but I've only played three of them.
I have no idea what the other two are, then.
Heavy Rain and Indigo Prophecy, and then there was like a Dreamcast game I never played that was like had David Bowie in it or something.
Sure. I'll believe that. Yeah. Scott Benz, what have you been playing in your quiet, beautiful new apartment all alone?
Well, it hasn't been all alone. I mean, just these last two days have been alone. But yeah, mostly NHL, Madden. You know, we've talked about that, and we talked about NHL a lot already. The other things I've been playing, I picked up the new Star Wars pinball tables last week. Those are fun.
In which game of game?
Pinball FX2 on Xbox. I know, like, the Star Wars pinball all works differently depending upon what system you have, so. Yeah. But that's
also,
where I've got it.
There's also, what, Pinball FX2, Pinball FX, Pinball Arcade.
Well, Pinball FX.
Pinball.
Yeah, Pinball FX doesn't exist anymore. They rolled it into Pinball FX 2. Like, that's where those tables went. And then Pinball Arcade is actually a separate one, and they actually aim to
recreate those
are the real tables. And on the Xbox, that game kind of died.
Yeah, I think it's on PS3 and Vita still.
Yeah, and they're still, like, updating it. There's, like, 40-some-odd tables now. Like, there's a crazy amount of real tables they've
got. I wish I had a Vita. Like, I feel like I'd play everything on a Vita if I had one.
You should probably get one.
And they cost money.
Only, I don't know, what, $200
really,
bucks?
That's it.
Are they $200 now,
yeah,
or still $250?
I think it's $200 for the current model.
And then a 64 gig kit, hard drive thing?
Yeah. I got hooked over the summer, but that was taken away.
And then the other things I've been playing, since I'm not going to be able to get WWE 2K14 right away, I've kind of been going back to the old wrestling games. So I've played, you know, and I dabbled a little bit in like SmackDown 2 and No Mercy, but otherwise I've actually been playing a lot of WWE 13 again.
So
I rearranged my universe mode for the umpteen millionth time and just ran with it.
That universe mode, Scott, I will never be able to get into that.
I like it just because it throws random matches at you. If No Mercy had Universe Mode, I wouldn't need another wrestling game again.
True. But you'll get to see what it'll look like when I'm playing...
Some people already don't need another wrestling game again.
True. Well, you'll get to see WWE 2K14 when I stream it for Extra Life.
When is Extra Life?
November 2nd.
Oh.
2014, coming up real soon.
Quick aside,
are you taking donations for that?
As a matter of fact, I am. You can go to thatsportsgamer.com/.
Side here, am I?
No, you can wait until after he plugs it. I'm trying to set him up.
I mean, we're going to take a little break later, and I'm going to play a little audio thing that everybody loves to hear.
I know I do.
But yeah, thatsportsgamer.com/extra life. You can find that all that good news over there. But Jeff, please. Jeff, not Jeff. Scott, please continue.
My aside was just going to be a comment to Jeff on not needing another wrestling game. Is how those N64 games, I had a lot of non-wrestling fan friends who loved playing those games.
Okay, I actually did play those games and pretended to enjoy them for the most part.
My aside
like,
would be
I had those friends, and they really liked them, and I would play them with them, and I would watch, like, the same three punches and then get in a hold and then break out of the hold, and a match would last like 20 minutes and then that special meter would fill and no one knew how to do any specials. And it was just,
you grapple and then you hit the thing.
I don't know. It wasn't for me.
It also depends what game you were playing.
I definitely understood the appeal of those more than I do today.
Sorry, the appeal of what? I didn't hear what you just said.
The appeal of like No Mercy or, actually, No Mercy is the only one I can remember right now. But the appeal of those old games versus today's newer wrestling games.
They were like, you know how people talk about how GoldenEye is so amazing? Just because it was like the first to kind of do what it did?
The first time you had a controller that worked with a first-person shooter.
Yeah, I think that's kind of why we harken back on those games so much.
Except those games, except like No Mercy still holds up and GoldenEye doesn't.
I mean, if I had a CRT, GoldenEye might hold up. Or if I could have four slappers friends that would come over. Yo, slappers only. No, I'm telling you, proximity mines in facility is the greatest thing to do.
Although, what's more, Perfect Dark is on Xbox Live.
Let me tell you, I've never played Perfect Dark because...
Oh, you want to play that? I got that.
No, because I don't have the expansion port for my N64, so I can't play that. I'm sorry.
You didn't play Majora's Mask?
No.
Did you miss the part where I just said it was on Xbox Live?
I mean, that's going to expire in January, so... I'm going to be done with that.
I bought 4 years of that. I'm such an idiot.
Let me get one of those.
Or did you
already redeem them all?
No, I got cards here somewhere. I'm hiding them in one of these boxes.
Oh, yeah, let me
find
get
them. I'll give you one.
Let me get
I was going to say, if you haven't actually cashed them in yet, you're...
No. It was like a Toys R Us sale where they were like $30 each, so I bought like 4 years.
Yeah, let me get one of those so I can keep playing NHL after January.
Sure. Oh, okay.
That would be kind of important.
I wouldn't mind playing Perfect Dark with you, Scott, on Xbox Live. I have that game as well.
All right. I may be able to rope some of my other friends in. It'll be really old school.
I'm mad that Rainbow Six Vegas 2 is no longer available on Xbox Live for free or something.
2 was never available. It was 1 that 1? Was free.
It was the good one, so.
And it's only for 15 days at a time. Right now, it's Halo 3 that's available.
Who wants to play Halo? That game sucks! Moving right along. See, as the host, I can do that kind of stuff. Jeff, stop playing video games. Good
I'm
news, guys.
For your Xbox Live card.
As huge fans of the Pro Evolution Soccer series, the patch that recently came out lets you play online.
I know you're making fun of Pro Evolution Soccer when you say that, but the truth is, the last time I played soccer games, Pro Evolution was my preferred series.
That was a decade ago.
Which, yeah, see, that tells you how long ago it's been.
Winning 11-9, I think it was.
But my question is, how do you still put out a game that people can't play online when online play would seem to be important? Right?
Like Diablo?
But didn't they... Yeah, but that was not Diablo. That was their server's fault. Not that the game doesn't work.
Grand Theft Auto Online from like a week ago.
Right, but they knew that was going to be a problem. PS shipped not being able to play online.
Yeah, so did those other games, dude. Aren't you paying attention?
Yeah, that's a little different. Diablo, nobody played that game anyway.
Wait, I always thought the point of Diablo was to play it online, but that's just me.
This is the first Diablo with online, right?
No.
Look, I'm telling you, PES, new patch lets you play online.
Okay.
It's not I kind of agree that
maybe online... No, here's the difference. All those onlines worked, but their servers were flooded. This was online didn't work. Is that better for you?
Sure.
Sure.
This was actually like, oh crap, this doesn't work. We're not going to have this ready in time.
Right. Due to a broken data pack file, which was required to play the game online, they had to update their data pack because they broke stuff. Seems like a pretty big boo-boo. Also, I didn't talk about what I've been playing. Also, this is a terrible picture of Goldust. But, yeah, Madden. Yo, Japanese baseball I've been playing a ton of. That game is so
good. Wait,
hey, TJ, you've been playing Madden, but you know what you haven't been playing?
Power Pro Baseball?
No. The league we created with the sim settings to try out.
Whoa. The league you created, and I only said I would be part of to draw attention to it.
I think you're undercutting your efforts by admitting that.
True. But yeah, Pro Baseball Spirits 2013. I'm playing that again because I wanted to try out Masahiro Tanaka. I'm sure you guys all heard he is the guy that went 24-0 in Japan. But if you didn't hear about that, I guess you didn't hear about it. I've played an NHL game, I believe.
Good for you.
An NHL game. One NHL game.
Something like that. Oh, this link did not go to where I needed it to go. Scott, do me a favor. Start telling me about the WWE 2K14 season pass goodness.
All right. Well, as has been, I think this is the third or fourth year for it now. The WWE 2K14 will have the season pass for all the downloaded content this year. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's almost as far as implementation, it's almost the exact same as every other year. There's going to be three DLC packs. You spend $20, you get all three of them, and it winds up being cheaper. It just depends whether or not you want them all or not.
All right.
So the first pack, which will be available on day one, gotta love that day one DLC. Yeah. Will be the NWO pack.
It's literally the whole list from what was the name of that game? WCW NWO Revenge. I believe it's the whole NWO area of that. Except for Scott Steiner. Oh, no, Scott Steiner's there.
No, yeah. Scott Steiner's there.
It's literally maybe that entire spot.
I wish I could go look that up. I'm trying to think. Well, you also have to consider who's in the game already with Hollywood Hogan already being in the game. So the content pack is Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Randy Savage, Six, not X-Pac, Six, Kurt Hennig, Scott Steiner, and The Giant. It might be that roster from Revenge.
I think that is literally the NWO white roster from Revenge.
Red. Nash was in the Wolfpack.
So was Hall, right?
No, Hall was NWO white.
This is the stupidest thing we're ever talking about, Scott.
And I'm trying to think there were a couple other people. I think Eric Bischoff and Vincent were in the... Actually, hang on, I'll get back to that.
I am on the edge of my seat.
I almost fell out of my seat. There was a guy named
I'm going to try and get through this fast.
Let me take off my socks before you knock them off.
It's a cool pack, but I feel like it fits. It would have fit in a lot better last year than this year.
Okay, ready? NWO Hollywood was Hulk Hogan, The Giant, Brian Adams, Scott Hall, Scott Norton, Buff Bagwell, Eric Bischoff, Scott Steiner, Kurt Hennig, and then Nash, Sting, Lex Luger, Randy Savage, Conan were the other NWO.
Yeah. Anyway.
Do you think Lex Luger was his Christian name?
It was. I believe it was Lex Luthor. No? I'm going to just... Let's not pretend.
Alexander Luger.
That's just kind of didn't have.
So, interesting to note here is we've got a lot of repeat characters. Hall and Nash were already in the game as Razor and Diesel. Kurt Hennig was in the game as Mr. Perfect as a manager in one of the WrestleMania matches. Mm-hmm. And The Giant, obviously, the Big Show. So I think Steiner and Six are the only new characters in this pack.
But hey, man, new outfits. These guys have drastically different outfits. Look, it says NWO on them. And he has long, wavy hair. Look, all that matters is that Mr. Perfect comes out and spits the gum out and then smacks with his hand. That is worth the $20 in itself.
How odd is it that Kurt Hennig is going to be in a WWE game but not Mr. Perfect?
How about Kurt Hennig and not his son, who is actually in the WWE, though I don't think he's in there anymore.
No, he's not in the game at all. Actually, a lot of people were disappointed he's not in any of these.
But I think he also got fired or released.
Goldberg still a thing?
I believe he is in this game at some point.
Right? He is in this game, yes.
Ha, I knew something.
This is essentially everything that was in WCW NWO Revenge is in this game.
All right. Oh, okay. Anyway, also, anyway, really quick, also in this first DLC pack, the Giant will be free. That's the so everyone will download it and get all the content so they can play online if you're on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
You also get the Accelerator, which is the you know, instant unlock everything code and mess with people's attributes and so on and so forth, that fun stuff.
And now I know exactly why we have an episode named Attributes.
Yes, we do. Anyway. maybe the NWO pack isn't day one, but it's like November.
Hmm. You get the Accelerator.
Ah, okay.
The 29th.
Anyway.
That seems ridiculous. But, all right.
Honestly, the extra stuff I'm not too worried about. The second pack, which will kind of be like the guys who didn't quite make the roster pack,
mm-hmm.
will be Fandango and Biggie Langston.
Sweet.
The Bella Twins and Summer Rae, who is Fandango's manager / dance partner / whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too exciting there. The big exclusion here, if you're looking from the current guys, is actually Curtis Axel, who is the son of Kurt Hennig you were looking for, and is the current Intercontinental Champion, to the best of my knowledge, unless something changed last night, or I'm way out of it, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Also, a bunch of new moves that should probably be in the game already, but won't be.
I love how a lot of these moves, like, you have no idea what they are based on their name.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to find one of those. Like Lil Jimmy. I'm sure it's a move for R-Truth, but I have no... Or Alpamare Water Slide.
What the hell is a Soda Plunge?
Oh, actually, I think I know what that is. CM Punk had a move he used to do called the Pepsi Plunge.
How about the Billy Goat's Curse? That must be something CM Punk, because he's from Chicago.
What? No, isn't that Boston?
No. Chicago.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'll Google. Go ahead, keep vamping.
Anyway, that's the second pack, nothing
I really hate that word.
Billy Goat?
Yeah, that's the one, not vamp, which just sounds annoying.
I think he's mad that vamp always killed you in the Metal Gear games. Continue.
You could just say fill time. Like, that's good, too.
I don't know him.
And then the third content group that'll be released in January will be, like, a Hall of Famer / Legends pack.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be Bruno Sammartino, Dusty
Rhodes.
I'm sorry.
I don't mean to interrupt you. I know that this is getting cut out. Because anytime I say anything that has nothing to do with anything, TJ cuts it out.
No, we're good. It's all in there.
Oh, okay. I'll be quiet now.
Thank you, please.
All right. The third DLC pack is kind of a Legends Hall of Famers pack.
Mm-hmm.
So you get Bruno Sammartino, Dusty Rhodes.
Little upset, Sapphire's not in the game.
Okay.
Continue.
Ravishing Rick Rude, Jake the Snake Roberts, and Virgil, who they may as well have also included in the game as Vincent, is part of the NWO, but didn't.
Is Million Dollar Man in the game?
Yeah, he's in WrestleMania mode. So.
Scott, this roster is so immense that I can't even remember.
It is a really nice roster. Got to say that. I guess also with the third pack, you'll also get a bunch of like pre-made heads of people that you can make in Create Wrestler mode. Like a lot of alternates for people, like Punk with CM Punk with long hair, Kane with no mask. Daniel Bryan shaved, stuff like that.
Oh, I don't know what that looks like. Scott, let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Wait, sorry, there's one more thing. If you download the season pass,
uh-huh.
you get exclusive characters or costumes, I'm not entirely sure, mm-hmm. but you get Scott Hall and Kevin Nash as the Outsiders.
So that gives us three sets of Scott Hall and Kevin Nash outfits, right?
Yes, assuming... I'm guessing Razor and Diesel will be separate from Hall and Nash's characters.
Oh, so that's four then, right? Four sets?
No, that's still only three, but I'm guessing that these Outsiders costumes will hopefully just be costumes.
Well, they'll say additional attire. But you have... Don't they have Scott Hall and Kevin Nash in the game?
No, that they're in the DLC pack. But Razor Ramon and Diesel are in the game.
Okay. Then they have Outsiders Hall and Nash, and then they have NWO Hall and Nash.
Yes. Okay. Granted, if you ask me the difference between NWO Hall and Nash and Outsiders Hall and Nash, I would be hard pressed to tell you one.
One is in WCW and one was in WWE.
Well, yes, I'm aware of this fact. Actually, the NWO Nash, it's actually like his WCW outfit, but anyway.
Yeah. the NWO started in WCW.
Yeah, it's
little
a
known fact.
It's a good pack, but you know the DLC. Yeah, it's good stuff. It just seems
like sorry.
Good.
It just seems out of place in this game, like all the NWO, WCW type content.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I think if you just combined like three combinations of consonants over and over again, you could have an hour long podcast about wrestling. And it would still make sense.
That's all you hear when we talk about wrestling, isn't it?
Well, really
we're
is.
Done. We're
no.
done now.
No, because ECW has a vowel in it. Scott, let me ask you a question. Since Jeff Solomon does not know how to use the Twitter, and actually you also have major problems using Twitter, how much of the popularity of Scott Hall's Twitter account do you think...
You said we were done.
No, Scott did. How much of Scott Hall's Twitter account helped him get in this game? And all these other guys.
I don't know.
Because like, if you follow
can
him...
Can you give
he's...
people like me some context of why Scott Hall would not normally be in this game and what happened on Twitter and why he's now in this game?
All right, that's actually a really interesting subject.
Go for it.
Scott Hall notoriously has had alcohol issues.
Damn near died multiple times, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
he's not the one who killed his family.
No, that's Chris Benoit.
No,
good job.
Because who also killed himself, which is why no one talks about him anymore.
Yeah, and I had to edit it out of that podcast, so thanks for bringing.
Is that why he's not in the game? Because he died.
Yes.
Yes, and he's possibly a murderer. I mean, I don't know if we ever got clarification of that fact.
Anyway,
you're on all the forums spouting conspiracy theories.
Apparently he's really turned around as of late.
Yeah, working with his son, getting his son into professional wrestling and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know the whole story. There was an ESPN, ESPN did a like whole hour-long special on him.
I watched that.
That was on behind the behind
Wait,
the
so he was the guy who was like the sweaty Spanish Puerto Rican dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
That
That's how you want to describe him? Yes.
Rico Suave looking dude.
Yeah, they toned that down a lot later, but yeah.
I did watch that special.
Yeah, it was really good. Was it Outside the Lines?
Yeah, it was. That was really sad. That made me feel bad.
But now he's pretty much turned his whole life around. And he's got 100,000 followers on Twitter.
He got a haircut.
And
Twitter.
I think he, Diamond Dallas Page, and Jake the Snake, I think they do like a podcast together. And Six, and it's pretty popular from what I've heard.
Okay.
I think the most I've ever liked wrestling was when that movie came out with David Arquette.
Oh, my God. Ready to Rumble? That's like the best movie. Foreign Object!
I definitely have that on DVD somewhere.
All right.
Never even watched it.
Guess what, guys?
Diamond Dallas Page is in it.
He's really
I know cool. that.
That's the only reason I know his name.
I was a huge wrestling fan when it came out, and I still didn't watch it. That's how bad that movie is.
Dude, it's a really good
movie. I thought it was a funny movie.
That guy from
really
Hawaii Five-0's in it.
Scott Conn.
Yeah.
Oliver Platt.
I like to call you Scott Conn.
Joe Pantoliano plays the bad guy.
So, all right,
or the,
TJ,
the heel for a wrestling term. Is that a wrestling term? Heel?
Yeah.
Heavy? Like that?
The heavy.
I mean, heavy could be a wrestling term, too, but yeah, anyway. Yeah. So TJ, let's wrap up WWE 2K14. For
I can't
show.
Wait.
Oh, that's what I wanted to know.
There we go.
I can't wait till I can afford it.
I'm going to buy it and I'm going to stream a lot of it during Extra Life.
Are you going to get the season pass?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. There was one year I didn't because one of the packs is all
Scott
Divas.
Scott always makes me buy it. So you always talk me into it somehow. Speaking of passes, but we're going to call them patches and, Madden NFL 25 has still not gotten a patch.
Yeah, that's really disappointing, because it could use one.
Remember tuner sets?
I think they're still technically in the game if you go looking for them.
Did any ever come out?
Nope.
No.
Tuner sets are the Half-Life 3 of sports games.
Actually, NHL and NCAA or used them, and they were good.
I should say Episode 3, not Half-Life 3, but Half-Life 2, Episode 3.
You're getting a little too...
technical.
Too ping-pong.
Baseball?
Yeah. What else we got here? Madden Next Gen looks pretty good. Have any of you guys got hands-on with Madden NFL Next Gen?
Nope.
Not hands-on, but I've seen videos, and I didn't think it looked good.
Well, as the one person that did get hands-on with it, I mean, it looks okay. But the next-gen blocking looks cool. I think it's not something you're going to notice in your first couple of minutes with the game, but I think after a while you're going to notice it's a lot better. I saw a lot of guys slapping hands and stuff. Jeff, you watched the video. Do you have anything to add?
Yeah. It
new animations like, on the pass block. And
they looked like rough animations to me. They did not look like next-gen show-off-y stuff. It looked like, oh, this is, you know, legs moving animation, and they all have the same animation. And when you watch them all doing the same animation right next to each other, it looks really awkward.
Yeah. Scott Benz.
You know, I didn't want. I'm really trying to stay away from next gen stuff because I don't want to want it.
You don't want to get jelly. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
So I will apologize for that, but that's where I'm at right now.
Are you excited that next gen is completely revamped under the hood?
If it actually, I don't care what any of this. If it plays better, I'll be excited. But
Scott,
until
true step locomotion. Yeah.
It's all buzzwords to me. I'm getting really sick of this stuff.
Listen, Scott, I don't feel like player sense is a buzzword. Ball tech? Bounce tech.
Bounce
or in
tech.
The trenches? Deep dive. Under the hood. Gameplay completely revamped. Is any of this getting you excited?
Gameplay completely revamped, if it truly is.
Supposedly now your guy's feet don't slide on the ground.
Cool.
How does that excite you?
I'd
billions of calculations.
I'd have to see it in action.
Billions of
millions,
calculations.
Millions of calculations, really? Yeah.
And when I say see it in action, I mean play it myself in action.
All right. Well, just
millions of calculations to me sounds like when you have to download a 94 kilobyte unlock code for something that's already on the game.
Oh,
you're doing millions of calculations, or did you do them already, and then you just gave the result and put them in the game?
This 108K download that I have to do for no apparent reason?
Yeah, exactly. One of those.
A quick aside on next gen, really quick. So I walked into a Best Buy last week.
So Scott Binns walks into a Best Buy. Joe Solomon. You're the jokester.
The jokesmith, as my grandfather would call it.
Yeah, so I don't know if this is like every Best Buy, but they're starting to rearrange their video game section. Actually, they're rearranging the whole store, really. Mm. It actually looks really kind of sad and depressing now, but anyway.
I could have sworn we talked about Best Buy getting some PS4 kiosks, actually, soon, last week.
And I think that's what they were getting ready for, but when I was there, it was just a lot of big empty space.
You think they cleared out the space in preparation of the kiosk?
Yeah, this kiosk's going to be big.
How long did they keep the last-gen kiosks?
They're still there, right?
No, actually, those were gone, and this is the first time that those have been gone that I've been aware of. Nice. But, you know, they had, like, two Xbox, my Best Buy didn't have, like, two Xboxes, two PS3s, and a Wii U up, and they'd had big displays for those, and, like, one of the Xboxes was for Kinect, one of the PS3s was for Move.
Mm-hmm.
But they had those up for quite some time.
Yeah. Last time I checked mine,
it's kind of old hat, isn't it? We're all bored of playing on PS3s, right? Is that just me?
I mean, I haven't played on my PS3 in a while.
I've got WWE.
That joke was ruined. I meant PS4. I was making jokes.
Good. You tried to make light of a situation that wasn't even funny.
I smithed some jokes.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? NBA Lakers, Hollywood Nights Black Alternatives are now available in NBA 2K14. Does that make you more or less excited to play the game?
Which game?
It makes me as excited as I was before, which is to say
what
not
game
all.
Are we talking about?
NBA 2K14. Are
you
listening?
Didn't say that.
I'm pretty sure I did.
No, I don't think you did, actually.
I think you guys were too busy trying to make jokes.
You were talking about Best Buy a second ago.
NBA 2K14 next gen looks pretty amazing, right?
Again, haven't watched a video. Although that's one I should, because I wouldn't care about the game even if I was getting an next gen system.
Scott, you should check it out. It looks really good. They say it's in-game camera angles.
Oh, will it make me want to play a basketball game?
I mean, I don't know if anything's going to do that for you. Scott, you don't even play
15-point shots. That would make me want to play a basketball game again.
NBA Jam Tournament Edition. Done.
If they made a rock and jock basketball game, preferably with Linda Fiorentino, I think I would be down for a 15-point basketball game.
If they made a game where the only sounds were the theme to Space Jam on a loop.
Like the soundtrack or just like the sound clip, the sounds from it?
Like just the theme song.
I don't know how the theme song for Space Jam is.
Well,
I would have thought it was I Believe I Can Fly, but...
No, I'm a huge fan of the Monstars anthem, which is also good.
It's the Space Jam. It sounds like Come On the Train.
The Quad
Stages. Yeah, that's right.
Here's your chance to do your dance, the Space Jam. That one?
Yes, okay. There you go.
Just making sure.
But no other sounds except for basketball hitting court and that song playing over and over.
What about the swoosh? What about the net? Come on.
Is that a song?
Oh, yeah, basketball sounds. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like Swoosh the Net is a really bad rapper.
No commentary, just a Space Jam song and a basketball.
Here's my problem. When we bring Jeff on the show, it literally just devolves into nothing.
Space Jam is sports related.
Did either of you see the video for NBA Live 14?
Yeah, I did, actually.
I didn't watch that either.
Jeff Solomon, impressed? Not impressed?
No, it looked like current gen, and they were still showing like all those crappy angles that don't give you any idea what the game's going to look like. And it didn't even look good in those crappy angles, so it's like a double loss. At least if they'd used the real game and like it looked bad, I would have said, well, I'm on YouTube, and at least it's the real game. But when you're showing me like your custom like special angles, it looks even worse because I see all the close-ups of all the crappy stuff going on.
And you saw that stuff with like the ball going through the net and then just stop spinning.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
But it's going to have Ultimate Team, so it should be amazing, right?
Oh, cool. I love Ultimate Team.
I mean, you should get into Ultimate Team. For people that don't like sports, Ultimate Team is awesome.
You can't make me like something.
I'm trying to like Ultimate Team, and I can't like it, so...
Scotch, let me know. I'll help you out. I got Packers if you need. Scott, did you know that if you donate to my Extra Life stuff, you can get awesome...
I don't even care. I didn't mention this in what you were playing. I'm pretty sure I'm done with Ultimate Team now. It just reaches a point where you run into teams who are just, you know, they don't care. Like, they've got all the money in the world. And you got Jerry Rice
as your ex receiver and Joe Montana as your QB and Barry Sanders in the backfield. Oh, I'm sure we'll have a great game. Whereas I have Ted Ginn and...
Ted Ginn's got some good ratings. Also, the only Joe Montana, I think, is like an 85.
Gus Frerotte as my quarterback.
Yeah. Hey, you're good as long as he doesn't try to headbutt a wall and get a concussion.
Right. I guess good Gus Frerotte reference right there.
I do what I can. You know what we'll do now? If Jeff can stay silent for exactly 1 minute, we'll play the Extra Life commercial then. Huh?
I'll mute my microphone. I'll make it easy on you.
All right, so we'll do that right now.
The 6th Annual Extra Life Video Game Marathon is coming up on November 2nd, 2013. Now it's time for gamers to make a difference. Extra Life is just like a run or a walk or a bike event, except you never have to leave the comfort of your own living room. Just sign up online at extra-life.org to register. On November 2nd at 8 a.m., you play any games you want for 24 hours. Find out more and sign up to play online at extra-life.org. Play games. Heal kids. Extra Life. This message is made possible by Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and this podcast.
All right, so we're back. Yeah, Extra Life, November 2nd. That Sports Gamer Crew, already over $3,900 last time I checked.
Nice.
Wow, really?
Yeah, man. I can give you some actual numbers. 39, 47, 29.
And that's based on how many hours?
What?
Well, usually people just donate money.
Yeah, it's just straight up donation. It's not like, oh, play. Here's a dollar per hour.
Oh, I thought it was like how many... You know, touchdowns you score gets you this much money.
We could do that. Didn't we play a game last year where it's like I was going to donate so much, but if you beat, like, I would add a dollar for, like, every goal you beat me by or something like that?
Yeah, we're definitely going to do that again this year, so be ready for that.
I do not have extra money to spend right now.
Well, you have to figure it out because it's for the kids, Scott.
For the kids, Scott.
Let me give a shout-out.
I feel like a jerk saying that, but that's literally where I'm at right now.
Don't worry, Scott, because you look like one, too. Let me tell you about Greg Stewart of Player One Podcast. He's already raised over $1,500 for That Sports Gamer Crew.
For That Sports Gamer Crew?
Yeah, myself, Greg Stewart, and a laundry list of other people. As a matter of fact, we have 35 participants on the team.
I thought this was just you.
No, I'm at $337.20. If you would like to assist,
so you're taking credit for other people's accomplishments. He got $1,500. What did you get?
This is That's Sports Gamer Crew. As you can see, it's all me.
I see. Okay.
I'm up to $337.20. Why don't you help me out?
I'd be glad to.
You can go to thatsportsgamer.com/extralife, one word. not Extra Life one word, Extra Life as one word, and you can get the information over there. Also, Scott Burris at Extreme Gamer on Twitter has brought in over 1,000. So they're getting cool gold medals. So I would like to get a gold medal, so get me over 1,000. That'd be great.
1,000, huh?
Yeah. You know what? Since I'm a nice guy, what I'm going to do is I'm going to shout out the people that have donated to me. How about that?
At the end of the show?
Christian Tarzanski, thank you. Robbie McGraw, John Mark Williams, Rob Vauder. Jeff, did you ever meet Rob?
I don't think I've met any of these people, so no.
All right. Sasa Lemming, Ursula Callahan, Ryan Loud, myself, Cody Buchanan. Cody Buchanan has a bunch of stuff in here because he wants to win those Madden cards that we're giving away. If you go to thatsportsgamer.com/charity, we're giving away J.J. Watt, Adrian Peterson, and Megatron cards on both PS3 and Xbox 360, as well as an entire long pass offense and pass rush defense, also on Xbox 360. Ryan Reel, and then me. Those are all the people that have donated. Very good people. Rob Vauder works for Sony, and because I bet him $10 that the Tigers would beat the A's.
Oh.
So that worked out well for me.
So it wasn't really out of, like, the goodness of his heart then?
Well, whoever lost was going to get the donation to them. So he lost. Wait, no.
What does he do at Sony?
He is one of those guys. Yeah, one of those guys.
Okay.
To be specific, one of those guys.
Yeah, yeah. He's a...
Is he a mobster? What does that mean?
He's works with third-party developers.
So, in other words, you have no idea what he does, and we should move on.
He literally just tweeted. So, but yeah.
So he's a professional Twitterer?
No, he works with third-party developers, much like that other guy that I knew. That seems like a nice guy. Who is that guy that was on the thing that time?
Moving on.
In the video with Yosh. They call him Yosh.
I'm like, Adam Boys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He does kind of the same thing as him. And Jeff, if you buy your tickets to PAX East going on sale tomorrow, maybe you can hang out with Adam Boys. Did you ever think of that?
No.
Because no, we did last year, and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Very nice guy. ThatSportsGamer.com/extra life or ThatSportsGamer.com/charity. November 2nd, 25 hours. Jeff Solomon will be watching. He'll be in the chat room. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
I will be.
I'll take
that to the bank.
So, let me tell you a little bit something about NHL 14. Dynamic ratings. Awesome. I mean, it's also awesome. But yeah, they got some dynamic ratings, so you'll know if people are, like, hot streak players will be better and cold streak players will be worse. How much does that excite you?
This doesn't really affect... This shouldn't be affecting our league at all, so no.
Yeah, yeah, I literally play no other modes except for the league. Even when, like, I want to play hockey, I'll be like, oh, I don't have any league games, and then I'll turn it off.
Then he'll just advance the league.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I'm running another, I'm running, like, a be a GM mode offline, too, to play, so. But this doesn't affect me there, either.
All right, Scott, so why don't you tell me some of the patch 1.01 notes that will affect us.
That will affect us. All
Bam.
Right, then.
See how I pulled that one off?
All right, well. It's...
So I can continue playing Madden.
You're so dedicated to your show.
I am.
Well, he's got to put content in the video.
Yeah, man. I don't want people getting bored.
I suppose.
Yeah, it's much better that me and you get bored than the 7 people watching get bored.
Please, Scott, tell me about how they added the missing puck texture for the Wild Wings of the Dell.
Here we go. I'm not reading bullet points.
Give me the good stuff.
All right.
You didn't tell me about
the names of the divisions in GM mode.
They fixed a rare crash that occurred if the user scored a goal, knocking the water bottle off the net at the same time a player was being called for goalie interference. Super important.
Goalie interference is bad in this game. They call it at the wrong times.
I also feel like. They do a lot of stuff where you're about to score and then the other team's defender just decides to knock the net off the moorings. Is that what that's called? That holds the net down on the thing?
Yeah, he's the designated mooring
player. It's like, what is going on?
Oh,
that's a defensive strategy.
I know, it works so well. It's very frustrating. Come on, Scott, what else?
And I've seen this one. Added the potential for tripping penalties to be called for players that trip an opponent using the shot block. And I think this means, like, when you dive down to the, like, when you just sprawl out on the ice.
Yeah, good play. I love it.
Well, and I've seen, you know, I hate people, and this was an Ultimate Team a lot, so I don't see it a lot anymore. But people who, that's like their move is just to sprawl out in front of the ice because there's really not a lot.
It's quality move, Scott.
Yeah, it's a good move.
Well, now if you sprawl out in the ice and someone trips over you, that's a tripping penalty.
I don't like that idea.
Oh, that's interesting. That hurts my game. I saw that get called in a game today.
Yeah.
In real life?
No, in my the game I played.
Let's talk about the important stuff. Jeff Solomon.
Yes, sir.
What is your favorite hockey team in real life?
New Jersey Devils.
Did you know that they've updated Ilya Kovalchuk's main menu image with Martin Brodeur when player's favorite team is New Jersey Devils?
That's probably a good call.
Who is he playing for? Is he playing for Automotive Lokomotiv?
Russian team.
Like a good Russian team or like a bad Russian team?
You know, I'm not that familiar with the USSNHL, but I'll get back to you on that.
Speaking of Greg Stewart, I would be assuming that he is very happy that they've updated the player portrait for Matt Murphy of the Halifax team.
The Halifax team?
Yeah, whatever team is in Halifax.
I feel like you didn't get the license or team names during this podcast.
The Halifax Nova Scotias.
New Jersey versus the Halifax.
Wasn't that how games used to be, man? Don't you miss those old days?
Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey had the team names.
Oh my god, Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey is by far the best hockey video game ever made.
So you're going to play that during the stream?
If I had a N64 video cable, I would highly think about it.
Why don't you just get a GameCube cable or a Super Nintendo cable?
I have a Wii. Will that help?
No.
Well, that crap out of luck, I don't know.
That's the game I forgot to look for when I was at the game store last week.
Scott Binns, more importantly, you skipped over all the GM connected stuff. So, fix the issue where the wrong players displayed on the contract screen after the user buys another player. I don't care. Updated division names.
We're not going to read bullet points, and here you are reading bullet points.
But we fixed a rare crash that occurred when advancing to the player trade screen in leagues with high number of users. We have a high number of users.
Yeah, but we don't do trades, so.
Can we?
We'll discuss it after the show. Maybe we'll re-implement trading.
Can I trade you James Vanderbeek for whoever?
I will trade everyone for James Vanderbeek. How did you get James Vanderbeek on your hockey team?
He was playing on this lake one time.
I don't want so good. Your life.
Yes, that is correct. NASCAR The Game Inside Line. You may remember that game as being a game that we tried to play, but online was broken damn near all the time.
Didn't you have to play on the honor system?
Yeah, it got pretty bad. We had to turn off penalties.
Oh, that's right.
And play on the honor system because every time
I play NHL, I can turn off all the penalties.
Yeah, but this was if cars crashed and there was a yellow flag, the race would almost always kick out at least half the people in the game.
How about that for a fun NHL league where you have a wild card setting and every week after advance, I just change all the rules to, this week there are no penalties. And then the next week, it's speed is set to 100% and everyone's just shooting around the ice everywhere.
Okay, look, Scott, I'm not going to lie, possible chance that I'm never going to join that Madden League. Jeff, not going to lie, if you create that NHL League, I think I'm down. But more importantly, NASCAR The Game Inside Line DLC will be released in discount packs coming soon.
Week after that, I turn up hits.
In the NASCAR game.
Also, NASCAR 14 is going to be a game. Also by Technics. And it's going to be released by the guys that make that release Saints Row.
Volition?
No.
Deep
Silver is going to be the publisher.
So I'm watching your stream of this Madden game, and I just saw someone spike the ball, and the ball didn't bounce.
Mm-hmm. I believe you're watching Super Spike V-Ball.
Is that a volleyball game?
Yeah, for the NES. It's really good. Remind me to stream that, actually.
And I just saw Michael Irvin touch.
I think I'm just going to let you guys finish this at this point.
Why? Scott, we're almost done.
You're an important member of this team.
Scott, you are the co-host. This is just a special guest. No offense, Jeff.
I'm not offended.
So special.
So, Activision doesn't. Who has the NASCAR license now? Was it Activision?
Activision.
Before? It was Activision.
Is it still Activision?
Now it's Deep Silver.
Yeah.
I don't know why I care, but I guess to me, a NASCAR game has the potential to maybe be fun.
When?
I don't know the answer.
Yeah, whatever. You lost me completely.
Like, one of the racing games have the potential to be fun. A NASCAR game doesn't sound fun to me.
Another left turn.
Well, it's not even just that. It's just there's so many cars on the track.
43 to be exact.
Yeah.
That almost rhymed. So, listen, you know what time it is?
Time to go to bed?
Scott Binns, Casey Kane, or Casey Mears?
Oh, God, no.
Do
no.
it.
Bye.
Jeff Solomon, Casey Kane, or Casey Mears?
Case Keenum.
Sure, we'll go with that one, then. Boom. Did you know, take advantage of the dynamic skills-based matchmaking tournaments and easy drop-in-out server browser functionality for a fair, enjoyable experience? That's like a really bad written sentence, or I read it wrong. Kyle Busch or Marcos Ambrose? Busch beer. Kurt Busch, another one, or Michael McDowell?
Michael McDonald.
Okay, got him. This is round one of the voting. We'll have to check back next time for round two.
Are we voting on something?
Yeah, man. Race for the cover. Drive for the cover.
Of?
NASCAR 14.
Oh, are we still talking about NASCAR?
David Bretman or Joey Logano? Joey Logano.
Still me? Still asking me?
I guess Scott's not talking. Tony Stewart or Paul Maynard?
Paul Molitor.
All right, got him.
Love it.
Dan Patrick or Eric Almirall?
Wait, Dan Patrick?
Dan Patrick of the NFL Network?
Yes. Or his sister,
Dan
Patrick. Ricky Steinhaus Jr. or Kyle Larson?
Seinfeld.
Got him. Matt Kenseth or Greg Biffle? I love when Jeff can't think of a joke and he's just silent. Greg Biffle, we got him. Jeff Gordon or AJ Allmendinger? Obviously.
Almondjoy.
Yes. God nuts. Carl Edwards or Jamie McMurray?
Jamie McMurray?
Yeah. You just said his real name, so that's not funny.
That sounds like a girl's name.
So we're going with Carl Edwards.
When I said it, I was thinking of a woman.
Clint Boyer or Austin Dillon? Austin Dillon is possibly the worst name I've ever heard in my life. Clint Boyer, congratulations. Martin Truex Jr. or Brian Vickers? Was Brian Vickers the one that was in the chat earlier? He gets the vote.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking that it was B. Vickers, wasn't it?
Jimmy Johnson or Trevor Bayne?
Jimmy Johns.
But Trevor Bayne?
Perhaps, but I'm hungry.
Perhaps you're wondering why you were voting for the cover. Brad Keselowski or David Reagan? Rapping David Reagan? Got him. Danny Hamlin or Jeff Burton? Is Jeff Burton the one that does the movies that I don't like?
No, that's LeBar Burton.
No, it's his brother Tim. Correct. Kevin Harvick or Ryan Newman?
Well, we already got Seinfeld, so let's go with Newman. Maybe yeah. We'll get a showdown.
Next time, you know what we'll do? We'll only go by their car numbers. I think that will make it even more interesting.
So do the next one that way.
That's it. We're all done. That's all.
Oh, okay.
That's all the current matchups.
I thought there could be only one.
Hi, I'm Dale Earnhardt Jr. Welcome to the NASCAR 14 Drive for the Cover contest, which is funny because he's not an optionable person.
When you said, hi, I just filled in the blanks and had Ken Griffey Jr. Hi, I'm Ken Griffey Jr. Let's play some baseball.
Hi, I'm Fred McGriff for Tom Amansky's Baseball Drills. Do you want to be a winner?
I totally bought that tape.
Scomo843 wants to know, are there any new features for Mutt on next gen? I believe the answer is no.
New mixed breeds.
I believe it's mixed chemistries and also. I don't know. I think that's going to wrap it up.
Okay. Can we get some plugs in before we go?
The Hair Club for Men, not only a member, also a
person. Ouch. Ouch.
What?
Scott's. Has less hair.
Scott may or may not have a hair problem. So you can always hit me up on Twitter at ThatSportsGamer. Scott Binns, where can they find you?
At Darth Obvious.
And if you tweet at Scott, there's a pretty good chance he's going to send a tweet back to you that's never going to get to you.
Oi soy loco at Darth Obvious.
Come on, my phone hasn't done that in like a year now.
Scott, you sent a bad tweet to me literally when we started probably 2 hours ago.
All that happened was I left the space between your name and the start of my sentence out. That's all that happened there.
I believe the space between is a Dave Matthews Band song. Jeff Solomon, where can people find you on the Twitter nets?
Jeff E. Solomon is my Twitter name currently.
I believe it's a handle.
And right. And also, if you were interested in playing in our glorious hockey league, you can sign up for possible entry at thatsportsgamer.com/leagues.
Yeah, we had a few people drop out, didn't we?
Yes.
Scott, but make it official.
It's not like a dying animal, you know?
No.
Overloaded at the beginning on purpose because there's always people who drop off at the beginning. And it was really only like 3 people out of 23, so yeah. It's not so bad.
We're crushed.
We had 23 people?
Yes, Scott.
We had over 20 people.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
So the divisions are a little lopsided right now, and we're looking for some people to come in and maybe help straighten them out a little.
And that like person could be you.
Yeah, so like the West, which I'm in, is down to 3 players, whereas the Atlantic Metropolitan, I don't know the names of divisions anymore, has like 6 teams in it. So it's a little lopsided, and come playoff time, it'll be kind of a bummer if we're all kind of distributed like that. So looking to fill some spots.
Mm-hmm. Also, you can like That Sports Gamer on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatSportsGamer. You can leave a comment down below the post for this episode, or you can shoot us an email at feedback@ThatSportsGamer.com. You can find the show on iTunes and Stitcher if you just downloaded this from a buddy that told you about it. You can also check out this episode. I might not put on YouTube.com/ThatSportsGamer, but we started recording the shows live on Twitch.tv/ThatSportsGamer. And if you do that, you get to watch or at least you get to listen to the making of That Sports Gamer Show.
The pre-show.
I think it's... I feel pre
the
is
hangout.
Not... I feel pre is not doing it justice.
The party time.
Yeah. The whole part where we really annoyed Scott for not starting it.
Yeah, I kind of would hope to be in bed by now, thanks.
Well, Scott... If you weren't in bed right now, you could be going to thatsportsgamer.com/leagues and signing up for those aforementioned leagues that Jeff Solomon spoke of.
There's also a Twitter that covers the leagues.
I don't know if that's true, but if it was, what would the name be, Jeff?
TSG Leagues, I think.
Well played, sir. Don't forget, November 2nd.
Is that your birthday?
Jeff's already forgotten.
That's my birthday.
No. Extra Life for Kids. I am supporting the Children's Specialized Hospital of New Jersey, which is where Jeff Solomon is from.
Yeah.
Not the hospital specifically, but New Jersey as an idea. And that's where I'm from, too. Scott Binns, not doing it, but he will be donating since he may or may not have received a beautiful gift from the other two hosts of the show.
Yeah.
Technically, I received a beautiful gift as well.
Yes, also sure.
I received another beautiful gift
of giving to Scott.
Yes. You also have the gift of gab.
Jeff has been very generous to me lately, actually.
How's that coat working out for you?
Sadly, I'm actually trying to think of where it is right now.
It's on the homeless man around the corner.
He left it at the stadium after a loss. He's just, like, fed up.
I wore it to the last game I went to. I'm trying to think what happened to it after that.
Steph Smith Sports stole it.
Ryan Braun was cold.
My biggest problem with it though is that it doesn't have a lot of pockets. So
Sorry. Scott, great news. When I was playing Pro Baseball Spirits, aka Pro Yaki Spirits, I was dominating with Niger Morgan.
Oh, he's in the game now? We found him?
Yeah.
Cool.
He plays for the Bay Stars? I want to say.
Yeah. We went over this back when the game came out, but you couldn't find him then.
The Cylon Bay Stars?
Yeah.
Nerd alert.
The Bombay Doors, I believe, is what you're trying to say.
All right, let's get out of here. I got to get to bed.
Oh, yeah. November 2nd, Extra Life. 25-hour stream on twitch.tv/thatsportsgamer. Unless the chat's broken, as it usually is on Twitch, in which case we'll just do it at youtube.com/thatsportsgamer. Sound good?
I'm gonna advance our hockey league now and make all the speed up to 100 and hitting up to 100.
All right,
no,
do that.
That's a different league. That's a different league.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm happy with that idea. All right, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Anytime.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
All right. We'll do this again sometime real soon. How's that sound?
Sounds fun.
Bye, Scott.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-basketball. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Give me the ball. I'm going to dunk it.